Hey, everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about marketing during a crisis.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Actually, marketing during a pandemic as everyone's working from home.
Yep.
While everyone's checking information about the pandemic all day long. I was just going to say that, like, it seems like there are a lot of brands out there that are taking this, I don't want to hear your reaction, taking this opportunity as a reason to send email to their customers. Are you noticing that?
Oh, no. No, just about like 20 to 30 emails every day. Who was it? I saw a bunch of people funny tweeting about this, like, thank God, you know, every company I've ever given my email is telling me how they're managing the COVID-19 situation. So totally, yeah, there's a lot of emails about COVID-19 from brands. And you know, the funny thing is, I would say that almost all of them, with a few exceptions, are from companies I don't even know, or I'm not even like, I'm like, am I a customer of this? Do I use this? Why am I getting an email from this particular brand? Like, it's not very relevant. It's not like, I don't know, if AWS sends me an email, or Twilio, or some software product I use every day. Zoom, if Zoom sent an email, Zoom hasn't sent an email. They sent an email.
They have not sent a single email. That's right.
Yeah. But if
let's think about that email, for a second. Yeah.
If they sent an email, I'd be like, at least I'm curious to know because I really fucking need this service right now. But it's none of these essential infrastructure type software products and services I'm a customer of that have sent me an email. None of them. It's all this other bullshit that I don't even know why they have my email that's sending me emails about.
That's right.
So I assume your recommendation is not necessarily the first thing you have to do is send an email to everybody in your email list telling them how you feel and what you do about COVID-19.
Yeah, you know, there's an exception, and this exception I've seen data on now. But if a company is direct to consumer, and they're an e-commerce brand, and it is, I'll put the other and in there, which is a caveat, and it's relevant to people right now because they ship things that people might want to buy right now. Mm-hmm. I've seen that work really well. The messaging still is important, but I've seen that when it relates to this crisis, the pandemic, people working from home. If you have a direct consumer e-commerce brand and you sell online primarily, it's likely that you might actually see an uptick in purchases at the moment. Mm. That's the exception I've seen. Part of it is even reminding people that you exist. To your point, right? You might have signed up for this thing. You never bought anything. You have a coupon. And right now it might be relevant to you. So there is that exception. Outside of that, though, like the amount of SaaS tools that I see emailing, obviously restaurants are just a really weird and wild exception right now.
Yeah,
because they're hurting. Like, you know, I don't want to say more than any other type of business, but very close. Because, you know, you go in a restaurant, like they don't really do online, things like that. I have a lot of mixed feelings about the things that I'm seeing out there when it comes to marketing. From a FYI standpoint, we haven't done anything. From a, like, you know, I have an email newsletter with my co-founder, Marie, called Product Habits. And we've done some things there, but it's not marketing for us. It's just literally like talking about how we feel about this. So we sent out a remote work sort of employee assessment. And we just literally sent it out and are looking to get as many people to fill it out as possible so we can figure out is there an assessment of remote work, virus or not, that makes sense that we can create now that so many people are working from home. Like, how do you actually figure out how people think? You know, I think like there is this idea of like relevant content right now when it comes to marketing, but I'm not seeing people do that. And relevant meaning helpful. That's like the one word I would use right now, whether your brand is helpful or not normally. Mm. Right now, if you're going to do marketing, being helpful, genuinely helpful, is really important. Not, you know, like I was talking to a friend and he's got something pretty good in terms of data that he wants to put out. And he's asking me about the narrative and like, you know, what exactly like he should say. And you know, he proposed something. I mean, I always tell the truth as far as I see it, right? And so he decided to propose something, and his proposition was like, you know, like it's on brand for them to say things the way that he was pointing out to me. Mm-hmm. But to me, the way he was pointing it out, I'm like, hey, like it was like he was calling out other companies for their marketing and then saying that we're actually going to be helpful to you. But he was doing it in a way where I was like, I mean, I know it's kind of on brand, like just the way you say it, but like this, it's not the right way to go. Like, you don't need to call anyone out for their marketing and then go do some marketing. like your marketing shouldn't call. And he wasn't really trying to call them out, but there's just a line in there. Like, lots of people are sending marketing messages right now. We've got something and we've been really thinking about how to be really helpful to you. It's like, okay, cool, dude. But like, you just called everyone out. Yeah. And he's like, no, I did it. And I'm like, no, you did. You called everyone out. And like, the sensitivities around negativity right now are very high.
Yeah.
And I think people don't realize that. Like this is the bottom line. It, just like any other marketing, right now, you have to think about the audience. And you probably have to think about the audience and their state of mind way more than ever before if you're going to actually bother them. And that's what people don't realize. Like, I'm also seeing a lot of tips about remote work come out. Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of, and you know, it's from someone who's been preaching this for a little bit, just like you, it's kind of fascinating how many people are on the train right now, or how many companies that, you know, I know do remote work are just scrambling and producing content. And I'm looking at it like, you know, this content is short-lived, like the way these companies are producing it. Mm. Like even the other day, like we're doing pretty well in Google in a few remote work terms. We didn't plan for this. We just wrote those things and knew like what to write about. And like Forbes comes out and writes some remote work and best practices, the coronavirus workplace series. And I read it, and no offense to Forbes, I know their game, but like, it's just news content. It's not something where for that term that we're ranking for, they should be ranking higher than us, objectively speaking. Mm. But they did for a while, not anymore. But they did for a couple of days because all of a sudden remote work is news. Remote work went from being a topic to being news.
News.
And I think, and Google knows it. Because before it didn't say top stories and more news. They didn't have that box on these terms. Now they have that freaking box on these terms. So that's, I think, the biggest telltale sign, which is it's news. Why is it news? Because everyone's writing about it. And that's when it becomes news. That's Google's viewpoint on it. So think about how much content there must be on this topic for Google to call it news all of a sudden. Because remote work wasn't news. And that's what's interesting to me. So, you know, believe it or not, the type of marketing that works right now, short term, temporarily, is when you treat it as news. And I'm seeing a lot of companies do that. I'm not going to judge them. They got to do what they got to do. You know, the biggest issue, I think, Sally, it's like marketing teams don't know what to do. So marketing teams are doing whatever they can to capture this because they don't know what to do. All of a sudden, all their events are canceled. Mm. They probably don't even have real budget anymore for the moment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of freezes, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens when nobody knows anything.
Nobody knows anything. Well, let me share my thoughts. A couple of things. Number one, there are exceptions to everything. We, you know, I agree with you. I get a lot of COVID-19 emails from brands and companies where even if I knew the company, I read the information and it's like, so what? Like they're telling me things about how they're dealing with the situation in a way that doesn't serve me and I don't care. I was not worried about them right now. I wasn't even thinking about them. So them telling me that, you know, they take this seriously and they, you know, are, you know, their company is stable, it is maybe a concern that a lot of people have. And if they get a lot of calls and emails and people are concerned about them, maybe it makes sense to send an email. But in most cases, they don't. I send an email to all of our customers. But the email was not some kind of information about COVID-19 or like reassurances that we're doing well or whatever the fuck. I know that in the transition of working from home, everybody struggles, but one of the team that struggles the hardest are salespeople. Salespeople are not necessarily, especially the ones that were used to working from a sales floor. Now they're in their living room with their children. This is not a normal setup for them to be making calls, sending emails, and closing deals. This is a very harsh transition. And also sales managers that were used to be rallying the troops in person, now having to do that remotely, this is very tough. So, and we had paid attention to kind of what our customers and prospects were telling our sales team, support team, and success team what they were struggling with most. And all of them were like, what the, everybody's working from home now. We're trying to figure this out. And can you help us with that and this? So I sent an email and I told our customers, if you're transitioning to work from home and you need help on how to set up your salespeople for success, how to deal with this, let me know. We will help you. We'll give you information. We'll set you up. We'll support you in that transition. Then we have a shit ton of our customers fill out a survey and give us some information on what their struggles are, what their worries are, what their specific situation is, and what they need help with. And we organized that, and for some of our largest customers, we're doing one-on-one calls and helping them. For some of our smaller customers, I'm doing webinars now, just trying to support them with their very specific questions. We got a very good response from that. It was a good also temperature measurement for us on like how worried our customer base is and what their worries are and how we can serve them during this time with those worries, because we think we can. This is also a thing. Like, if we've never taught anybody anything about sales or remote work, this would not be the week to start teaching people if we don't have specific knowledge and can take people and offer useful and practical advice. The other thing I'll say is there's a lot of tone deafness out there. Like, there's so many marketing campaigns or ads that I see that is being promoted that I'm like, are you guys living on Mars? Like, are you not, like, who set this up 5 months ago and is not checking on these campaigns? Because they're publishing information that's just not going to capture anybody's imagination right now, or is not relevant for the worries in the world we live in right now, right? And we had to even adjust. We were supposed to bring out a kind of a big resource and launch that was like different sales presentation deck templates. This is not the fucking week to launch a library of sales presentation decks, some generic one, even if it's a good one. It's just not the worry and the problem and challenges that's on people's minds. So don't do generic marketing, and maybe stop some of your ads that are just tone deaf, where it's not just that they're not effective because I'm not interested in this. It makes a negative brand impression because I'm like, this fucking company is out of touch with reality. What the fuck is this? Right? How does this make sense for you to spend money on advertising this particular type of ad in this tone today? This makes no sense. So I would definitely advise people to check on their marketing campaigns and just ask themselves real quickly, do all these things still make sense? Are they useful? Are they helpful? Is the tone the right one? As you said, negativity, maybe people are overly sensitive to that right now. If you are using humor in a cute way, in a way that's like distracting, people might really appreciate that. But if you use humor in some kind of a cynical way maybe something that a couple of weeks ago, like, you know, the flu might have been an acceptable thing to make fun of for whatever your antivirus software, but today it's not. It's not a good idea to have like a flu joking ad and that your security software is going to kill the virus. Like, it's not funny or cute at all right now. So just making sure you're not tone deaf with the stuff that you're doing. And to me, tone deafness is also all the remote stuff that's out there that to me is completely delusional. Like, I see so many like here remote tips that are completely devoid of the reality that the people that are working from home with their children, you know, at the table throwing food at them, they don't need this generic vanilla advice that you probably wrote 2 years ago about the four lessons you learned during remote work, which are lessons that are irrelevant for people right now, right? Make sure you get out of the house every day. Have you even seen a remote blog post that when I clicked on it and screamed it, one of the items was to make sure that you leave your house and there's coffee shops you could go to? I'm like, you guys are shitting me. Like, nobody read the post before you published it. or republished it right now. So making sure that if you teach people something about remote, it should consider the reality we're in right now, that this is during a pandemic, and maybe say something useful or valuable. And if you can, just shut the fuck up and say something else, do something else. But it is interesting. I do feel like there's kind of there's a lot of marketing teams right now that are just like, what the fuck do we do right now? How do we deal with this? Events are canceled. Sponsorships are canceled. Everything we had scheduled to be published over the next 3 months doesn't make sense right now. What the hell do we do? So hopefully some of the criticism that we shared, or some of our ways of approaching it, is hopefully helpful to do more useful, more helpful marketing, and therefore long-term more productive.
I do like what you folks did. And you really focused on figuring out what is the challenge that your customers have right now and how can you help them with it. You folks have been doing content for a while though, and that's probably what makes what you're doing differentiated possible. And then you rejiggered your schedule so that you're actually shipping things that matter to your customers right now. That's in a way like very much treating this like news and saying, hey, look, this is an event. It's something that's going on. And I don't mean an offline event. But this is the thing. This is news. And we're going to figure out what we can do in order to help people during this time. And I think that's really important. And the part that I think is most important is the fact that you actually went and figured out what they needed, which is not what I'm seeing most people do. They're not going and figuring out what people need. They're just literally scrambling and writing marketing and doing campaigns. But they're not actually thinking about or even doing research to find out what people actually need. So the biggest tip I would give people about marketing is go find out what people need and see if you can help.
Amen. This is it for us for this episode. Stay safe and we'll hear you very soon.
See ya.